Hello, and welcome to a brand new podcast brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America called Exploring Cast. I'm your host, Kristen Filatko, Senior Exploring Program Specialist. And joining me for hosting duties is...
Garfield Merton, Senior Member Experience Specialist. Now, the Exploring Program has been part of the BSA for a very long time, but maybe you're still not exactly sure of everything Exploring has to offer.
Or maybe you already have an Exploring Program, but you're looking to find ways to make it better.
Whatever the reason, we're glad you've tuned in, so let's go ahead and get started with Exploring 101. And here to guide us through our freshman class of this exciting program we call Exploring is Chad Schrader. Chad is the Exploring Field Director with the Sam Houston Area Council in Houston, Texas. Welcome to our first Exploring Cast, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
What is the Exploring Program, Chad?
Exploring is the Learning for Life Career Education hands-on program open to young men, women who have completed the sixth grade through 20 years old. They're interested in a certain career clusters. Exploring is based on a unique and dynamic relationship between the youth and the organizations in their community. Exploring posts can specialize in a variety of different career fields. Exploring programs are usually based on five different emphases: career opportunities, life skills, citizenship, character education, and leadership experience.
What are the requirements to be an explorer?
Young men and women must be at least 14, have completed the eighth grade, are 15 years of age, but have not yet turned 21 years old. Race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, ethnic background, economic status, and citizenship are not criteria for participation in exploring.
Now, Chad, a Cub Scout belongs to a pack, a Boy Scout, a troop. An adventurer belongs to a crew. What does an explorer belong to?
Explorers belong to a post. Exploring club is when kids are in 6th to 8th grade. The frequency of the meetings and the training of the activities is determined by the sponsor organization. Some posts and clubs conduct meetings and other activities on a weekly basis, while others are less frequent in participation.
How does a post or a club come about? What's more of the structure of the exploring program?
We kind of use a four-phase part in starting a post. First phase, we kind of do our research. We find out what careers youth are interested in the area that we serve, and then we find businesses and organizations to adopt the program. In the second phase, we're usually building our leadership team. We're identifying and training key adult leadership positions, and to do that, we must have a minimum of four adults registered, a committee chair, post advisor, and two committee members. The more people you get involved in being leaders, the better program you can have. In the third phase, we're designing the program. You have your program planning meeting to initialize your first 3 to 4 months in the calendar and delegate tasks to your leaders. And then you're picking and engaging hands-on activities for your explorers, making sure there's no tours and no job shadowing, actually having a fun hands-on activity. In the fourth phase, we're promoting participation. We're holding an open house for our kids and targeting youth in those different career fields, making sure that our activities are 95% hands-on and fun when they show up to the open house.
Okay. Who finds the youth to join the post or club, and how do they go about finding youth?
We usually find youth by administering student career interest surveys through the high schools and middle schools in our community. The surveys can be done in paper version or online. The surveys will have 100 or so different career fields they can choose from. If that doesn't happen, we can usually get with the school that administers a similar survey that we can use to find kids that are interested. Another way to find youth is to have on-site presentations in specific career and technology classes so we can directly recruit those children in those classes.
Chad, what are the benefits, if any, to the business who start an exploring post or club?
There's tons of benefits for them. A few of them is it's easy to start a post. It's proven and flexible model. It's nationally recognized and endorsed. It's positive community involvement for those in the business. Potential future employees for the business. It's youth mentoring and development. Employee professional growth, local and national support. And we also provide a general liability insurance.
What would you say are the benefits to the youth who join?
So the youth benefits would be leadership in those different career fields, experience in those different career fields that they're working with the business on, community service, and giving back to their community.
Can you tell us about those benefits to the community?
Yeah, the community benefits would be mostly the people that are involved in this program. Families remain active and contributing part of the community. They maintain a pool of qualified and talented future employees that will be visible to the community and be a stable tax base later on. And usually they're able to go into those jobs that are working with those communities.
Is there anything else in our Exploring 101 journey that we haven't talked about that you think our listeners ought to know?
The best way to get exploring going in your area would be to start with a council-based committee that is specifically focused on exploring and focus on a few career fields that are bigger in your area. Much like in Houston, oil and gas industry, engineering is big in our area. So we focused on those businesses first, and now we're branching out to the other career fields.
This has really been valuable information and exactly why we started this podcast. Chad, thanks again for joining us for our premiere episode and helping our listeners get to know the Exploring program just a little bit better.
Thank you for having me on the show, and hope this is informational for everybody.
Now, besides this podcast, there are lots of other ways for you to stay connected to the Exploring program. Just go to exploring.org, where you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, you can follow us on Facebook, and there's even an Exploring YouTube channel.
So be sure to check it out. It's pretty cool. Speaking of cool, have you heard of the Exploring Summerfest at the Summit? It's a fun-filled 3 days and three nights of action sports and outdoor games and challenges for explorers from around the nation.
Exploring Summerfest begins July 27th, so there's still some time to sign up. There's additional information on the website, summitbsa.org/exploringsummerfest. So that, folks, brings us to the close of our May Exploring Cast. Thanks to our guest, Chad Schrader, for being a part of this episode with us.
And thanks to you for listening. But don't keep all the fun for yourself. Be sure your fellow leaders tune in as well. Join us next month as we talk about exploring and other teen programs.
Are there other topics you'd like to hear about? Please let us know by sending us an email to exploringcast@scouting.org, or you can tweet us at exploringcast. With that, I am Kristen Filatko.
And I'm Garfield Merton. Go ahead, tweet about us. You know you want to.